This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived. In these teachings, Rick shows us that God has given each one of us something special, whether it's talent, education, opportunities, ideas, or creativity. And he wants us to use what he's given us for his glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a beautifully illustrated devotional for children by Pastor Rick that will help them discover how much God loves them and that he has a special plan and purpose for their life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Your Timing is Everything.
The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:11, run from all evil things. That means move fast. You don't kind of casually walk away from a temptation. In other words, if you're dealing, you're struggling with alcohol in your life, you don't go to a bar to eat the pretzels. You run away from it. You get away from whatever the situation. 1 Corinthians 10:14 says, run away from the worship of idols. And you go, well, shoot, I don't have any idols in my house. Who are you kidding? You say, well, idols, there's no big statue of a false god in my house. Let me ask it another way. Who or what do you idolize? Do you idolize success? Do you idolize beauty? Do you idolize your favorite sport? Do you idolize social media? Anything you put before God is an idol. So we don't have the idols that look like stone figures or wooden figures. The idols in our lives today, often you carry them in your wallet, or they're in a catalog, or they're in a book, or they're on TV, or they're parked in your driveway. The Bible says, run from idols. Run. It says, get away from them as fast as you can. And here's another verse, 1 Corinthians 6:18. Run away from sexual sin. In other words, don't just kind of, well, I'm going to think about getting out of this situation. No, it says, run away. You flee it. If you don't want to get stung by the bees, get away from the hive. Those are times you need to move fast. When God tells you to do something, when you need to forgive or ask for forgiveness, and when you're being tempted, move fast, run. Number four, I should move fast this next year when I've made a promise to God. When you make a promise to God, fulfill it quickly. Don't wait on it. Don't delay. Again, a delayed promise is an unfulfilled promise. We've all made promises to God. We've all made vows to God. We've all made New Year's resolutions that we've forgotten or we got lazy about. But the Bible says, when I made a promise to God, I need to fulfill it quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 says this, when you make a promise to God, keep it as quickly as possible. So what have you promised to God? Keep it as quickly as possible. He isn't happy with foolish people. Do what you promised to do. So as we start this new year, here's another poignant or pointed question. What promise do you need to fulfill right now? What do you need to fulfill this week? What do you need to fulfill today? Do you need to go home and make a call? Have you made a promise to share your faith with somebody? Have you made a promise to read through the Bible and you've never done it? Have you made a promise, I'm going to start serving, you know, one of these days? Keep your promise. Fulfill your goal, your role, your vow. Finish your commitment. Let me tell you something. There is almost nothing that God won't do for the person who keeps their promises to him. There is almost nothing that God won't do to those who keep their promises to him. So move fast. When you've made a promise to God, you've made a New Year's resolution, you made a vow, then you keep that promise. Let me give you a couple more. First, number five, I should move fast when I have the opportunity to do good. The Bible says this over and over and over, that when I see an opportunity to do something good for somebody else, I shouldn't delay, I shouldn't procrastinate, I shouldn't wait, I shouldn't think about it. I should move fast, I should do it immediately. Now every day, and God gives you little tests to practice kindness. And this next year, all for 365 days, God is gonna test you every day by giving you opportunities to put people in your life who have an obvious need, a physical need, an emotional need, a need for encouragement, a need for a word of kindness. And he gives you these little tests. And God says, are you gonna do something about it right when you have the opportunity? Proverbs 3 verse 27 says this, do not withhold good from those who deserve it, while it is in your power to act. I call this the Nike verse of the Bible, Proverbs 3:27. Just do it. Don't go, well, you see some homeless person, don't think, I gotta help the homeless someday. Just do it, help them right then. You see somebody who needs help in a physical way or an emotional way, just do it right then. You know, we make all kinds of excuses. And one of our favorite excuses for all the things that you intend to do in life that you know are good, but you haven't done them yet. One of our favorite excuses is this one. You know, when things settle down, when things settle down, then I'm going to get serious about this. When things settle down, I'm going to do what I've always known God wanted me to do, what I've always wanted to do. When things settle down, let me give you a little hint. They won't. They're not going to settle down. Okay. Look at this verse on the screen here. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 4, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Anybody want to give a testimony about that verse? If you wait for perfect conditions, there's never a right time, to become a parent. There's never a right time to get married. There's never a right time. If you're waiting for a perfect condition to, then I'll start reading my Bible. Then I'll start tithing. Then I'll get involved in a ministry. You're never going to get anything done because there are never any perfect conditions on this planet. Now, the reason for doing it now, all these reasons, like when the Bible says hurry, run, do it now, the reason for doing it now is this. You don't have any guarantee of tomorrow. There's no guarantee. In John chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus says this, all of us must quickly, circle that, all of us must quickly carry out the tasks assigned to us by the Father who sent me, because there's little time left before the night falls and all work will come to an end. You aren't guaranteed tomorrow, much less next week or next year. So as we start this new year, what did you intend to get done last year that you're still saying one of these days, or when I get around to it, or at the right time? No, what do you need to get done now? What kind act have you been intending to do for your neighbor and you still haven't done it? What act of hospitality are you waiting on? Let me give you one more. This is the most important. I mentioned this at Christmas, but I want to bring it up again. I should move fast, number 6, when God offers me salvation. And the truth is, some of you have been putting off stepping across the line. You say, well, I intend to decide one of these days for Christ. You know, I used to have a poster when I was a teenager on the wall of my bedroom, and it said this, not to decide is to decide. Not to decide is to decide. When you say not yet, you're saying no to Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, God is ready to help you right now. Today is a day of salvation. And I'd be happy to help you settle this at the end of today's message. So these are 6 things God says, I want you to do rapidly. I want you to do quickly. I want you, when these things come up in your life in this new year, do them fast. Don't wait. Now, on the other hand, not everything in life requires a fast response. There's a rhythm to life. There's an ebb and flow. There are waves to life. And the Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 29, look at this verse on your outline. The Bible says, it's smart to be patient. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means the exact opposite of what we just talked about. Sometimes you need to move slow. Sometimes you move fast, sometimes you move slowly. So when should I move slowly this year? This is a skill you can learn. Well, let me give you just a few examples. This is not exhaustive, but these are ones that are just come over and over again in Scripture when God tells us we need to move slowly, all right? Write these down. This next year, you should always move slowly first when I don't have all the facts. When I don't have all the facts, then I should move slowly. You know, today our culture thinks impulsiveness is cool. In fact, we worship spontaneity. We think if you don't think about it, then it's authentic. If you plan it, it's inauthentic. That's just not true. It's a lie. Our culture thinks that doing it on the spur of the moment is the more classy or cool or authentic thing to do. And one of the things you hear all the time is, well, just go with your gut. Friends, that's often a terrible reason to make a decision. Go with your gut. You may have just ate something bad. Don't always go with your gut. Your gut is often wrong. And you know that. You have a history of your gut being wrong. It's a terrible reason. You know, we're in a society today where everything, all the movies teach, follow your heart. Like that's the most important truth in life. Follow your heart. Trust the force, Luke. Look inside. Follow your heart. You know, the truth is, your heart lies to you all the time. How many times have I told you, you lie to yourself more than anybody else? Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You lie to yourself all the time. You tell things are better than they really are when they're not, or they're not as good when they're better than you think they are. What you really need this new year is not to trust your gut. What you really need this year is not to follow your heart. What you really need to do this year is you need an objective source of truth beyond yourself that you can rely on more than your feelings, because feelings often lead us in the wrong direction.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This inspirational resource uses the principles found in Pastor Rick's life-changing bestseller, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as 100 devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face and gives real-world applications to help them discover their purpose. Paired with powerful scripture passages and engaging illustrations, young readers will thrive on the biblical wisdom that has helped millions of people throughout the world. We'll send you the Purpose-Driven Life 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Let me show you some scriptures from the Bible. Proverbs 19, verse 2. Zeal, that's enthusiasm. Zeal without knowledge is not good. In other words, the person who, they're all excited to do something, but they don't have the facts yet. That's not good. And notice the rest of the verse. A person who moves too quickly may go the wrong way. How many people do you know, they just wanted to make a decision and it didn't matter if it was right or wrong. They just want to make a decision. They're spontaneous, but they end up going the wrong way. Enthusiasm without having the facts is not good. So you need to slow down when you don't have all the facts. Okay? Proverbs 18, verse 13 in the Living Bible says this: to decide before knowing the facts is shameful and stupid. So on your major decisions, you want to get those facts before you know what to do. And don't just rely on your gut. Don't just rely on your feelings. Don't rely on your impulses. The Bible says that's not smart. That's when you need to slow down. Number two, this next year, you should move slowly, and I should move slowly, when I'm hurt or angry. You should always move slowly when you're hurt or when you're angry. And if you want to, you could add, you could write in there also depressed too. When I'm hurt or I'm angry or I'm depressed. Never make a major decision when you're hurt or you're angry or you're depressed. If I were to ask you to, I'm not going to ask you to do this, but how many of you have made a bad decision when you were upset? The answer is 100% of us. We react, we retaliate, we respond. We don't really think through, and we often make the wrong decision. So when do you slow down? When I'm hurt, when I'm angry, when I'm depressed. James 1:19 says this, everyone should be quick to listen. That means you're getting the facts, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Now, do you see the rhythm in that verse? It says quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. If you do the first two, the third's automatic. If you're quick to listen and you're slow to speak, you will be slow to get angry. On the other hand, most of the time, we are slow to listen, we're quick to speak, and we're quick to get angry. And as a result, we mess up relationships, we have all kinds of conflict in our friendships and our marriages because we're quick to speak and we're not slow to speak, we're quick to speak. So it says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. There's a time you need to slow down. Here's another verse, Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered, in other words, you're in a hurry, makes foolish mistakes. Let me show you a couple more verses up here on the screen. The Bible says in Proverbs 15:28, the godly think before speaking. It's New Living Translation. And it means put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. And let me tell you, especially when you need to do that, social media. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 18, losing your temper causes trouble, but staying calm settles arguments. So that's a third, another time, a second time to be slow is when you're hurt, or when you're angry, or when you're depressed. Okay, let me give you another one. Number three, I should move slowly this next year when making a major decision, when making any major decision. The Bible has a lot to say about this. We could do a whole series on it, but I'll just save you a whole lot of heartache. Some of you are in a hurry on a major decision and you're headed into a brick wall. You get in a hurry to get married, and you're gonna hit a brick wall. Let me give you, for some of you are in a hurry to get married, let me give you my best marriage advice. Two words. This will save you $1,000. Go slow. Go slow. Go through all four seasons of a year with somebody. See them when they're happy, sad, sick, depressed, when their stomach's upset, when they're not feeling good. Go through all the seasons of life. Why? Because dating is a phony, false environment. Dating is a terrible way to choose a life partner. Why? Because on dates, you're on your best behavior. You look your best, you smell your best, you talk your best, you act your best. You're not at all that way in real life. It's when you're on a date, you're stunning, okay? I mean, during dating, a man will talk to a woman for 3 hours on the phone. Now, what man would do that in real life? Nobody. But during dating, during that phony season, they'll talk, and they think, oh, he's such a relational person. Well, he's on a man on a mission, and he'll bring you flowers, and he'll go to opera. No man would go to an opera in real life. So you just don't trust that kind of environment. You know, I heard this week about a couple that chose to wait 10 years to get married for the sake of their children from previous relationships. This is in our church, Saddleback Church. A couple in our church chose to wait 10 years to get married while their kids from other relationships were growing up. So they dated each other. And they remained sexually pure before God. And then once their kids were grown and ready, and then those they finally got married. They went out on a honeymoon. That was an incredibly unselfish move. It was also an incredibly mature move. They chose to go slow when they could have gone fast, but they didn't. Proverbs 21:29. Wicked people bluff their way through life, but God's people think before they take a step. So my question is, what major decision are you facing right now that you just need to slow down on? Let me say that again. What major decision are you going to face in this new year? And you just need to slow down on it. Don't get in a hurry. Don't rush it. Pause. Put on the brake. Sometimes you should go fast, but God says in major decisions you should go slow. Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. What does ponder mean? That's an old English word. It simply means carefully consider the direction of your life. Ponder, think about it, meditate on it. Carefully consider the direction of your life. You know what? You can't ponder fast. I thought about it for 30 seconds. I'm going to do this. No, you need to really think about it. That applies to career moves. It applies to ministry. It applies to marriage. It applies to major financial purchases. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 3, sensible people see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we want to let you know about an amazing resource Pastor Rick created called Winning with the Hand You're Dealt. You can get this free right now by texting the word FREE to 800-600-5004. That's the word FREE to 800-600-5004. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick says it's vitally important for children to understand that even before the universe was created, God had them in mind, and that He has a special plan and purpose for their life. That's why He created the Purpose-Driven Life devotional book for children. This resource uses principles found in Pastor Rick's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, but delivers them as devotions that speak directly to the daily challenges kids face. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, ever since the publication of The Purpose-Driven Life, people have been asking me how they can teach their young children about the purpose of life. And they say, and I agree, that it's never too early to start teaching your children that they're loved by God and He has a purpose for their life. It's never too soon to tell a child God made you unique so you could fulfill your special life mission on earth. And God planned you just for that. Now, here's the super good news. We have taken the principles that are taught in The Purpose-Driven Life, and we've written them into short devotionals aimed specifically at children ages 4 to 8 years old. Today, more than ever, kids at this age need to hear the message that they're not an accident. They need to hear, even before the universe was created, God had you in mind, and He planned you for His purposes. You were made to last forever. Now, this book is called The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. And it includes engaging illustrations and devotionals that speak directly to the daily challenges that all of our kids are facing. And as a way of saying thanks to you for your financial gift to Daily Hope, I want to send you a copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children. This will be a great thing to give kids or to grandkids. And at the same time, your support continues to help us tell people all around the world about God's love and God's purpose for them.
We'll send you The Purpose-Driven Life, 100 Illustrated Devotions for Children today as our way of saying thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to get a copy for all the children God has placed in your life. Kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and kids in your neighborhood will be blessed by this amazing resource. Call 800-600-5004 Or you can visit PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.